Hearts in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by Defnet Media and HeartInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, the first podcast of 2009. Happy New Year. On this week's show, we bring you...
Transition.
50 at the Blue Coat Display Centre. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. So, news this week. Oh, Ian, Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. New Year, new podcast. We've been doing this 3 years now. 2007, all of 2008, and we're into 2009.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah, that's great. What an achievement.
What an achievement, indeed. But still only on show number 44. Don't ask us how. So, in the news this week, Ian, what's in the news?
Well, some news about Art in Liverpool. I've taken down the forum. There's a forum there, which is only just 2 years old, actually. And it built up over a couple of years. And I started as a place to put, like, things about job vacancies and other sort of classifieds and calls for submission to exhibitions and that sort of thing, which things which didn't really fit on the blog. And so it worked quite well for that. But lately it's just become too much hard work to maintain it, to monitor it, etc. Too many spams, basically. So I've switched the forum off and instead replaced it with a classified section on the main website. And there's an online form which people can fill in quite easily, just if they want to advertise something on there. It's all free, of course. Just put in the details, and we'll within a day or two post it in the classified section. So that's working okay, I think.
Yeah, I had a look yesterday, and it looks very good. Again, I'm not surprised that you closed down the forum. If you get loads of spam bots and all sorts of people trying to send you all sorts of porny type stuff, then perfectly reasonable thing to do. And the classifieds looks great. Looks great.
Good, thank you. As I say, it is easy to use. So there's an online form, a link from the main page. So just send us your stuff, anything to do with, as I say, jobs or like studios for hire or studios wanted, any of that sort of thing.
Excellent. Now, also in the news, I suppose later on this week, is the transition. It's about, we're transitioning from 2008 to 2009. Big event on Saturday the 9th. Tell us about that.
Saturday the 10th. Yes. Yeah, because as Phil Redman keeps saying, this isn't the end. This is just the end of the beginning for Liverpool as a cultural capital of Europe. So we're not having a closing event as such. We're having a transition where we just hand over the bit of paper or the crown, whatever, to Linz in Austria and Vilnius as the two official capitals of cultures for 2009. So that's on the 10th of January. So, there's lots of events going on Saturday evening, starting from about 6 o'clock, I think 6:15 officially. Events start mainly at the pierhead. And then around 7 o'clock, there's lots of pyrotechnics and so on. I think that during that time, they're also using the new Liverpool Museum that's being built, the side wall, as a screen. They'll be projecting things onto that and things going on in the canal, the new canal at the pierhead there. So it's a good opportunity for people to go down and see what's happening at the pierhead as well as anything else. Yeah, there's lots of other stuff happening after 7 o'clock and lots of galleries open late. So there's a full list of details on the website.
There's lots of stuff going on during the day as well, isn't there? Just in CUC, you've got some stuff going on during the day, kids and all that kind of stuff. Down the dark, and then galleries have got various different things. You can make art at the Blue Coat Art Gallery at 10:30, till 10:30 p.m. I'm not sure if I'd want to be doing that, but...
That's right, yes, and I'm sure Fact are doing stuff as well, linked in with their Ding Dong event. And who else? Oh, Tate, they've got the fifth floor thing at the Tate is... I'm sure there'll be things going on during the day as well, and they'll be up until I think it's 10 o'clock.
All sounds great. So that's this Saturday. I sit corrected. It's the Saturday the 10th of January. So that's transition, which is going to be hopefully fantastic. I know that Walk the Plank are involved, and they've got some great pyrotechnic type stuff. Great organisation based there on that boat sitting in the Albert Dock. So that should be really good. Now, going back to that's on Saturday. What's coming up on this Thursday?
There's a viewing, it's Egg Cafe. It's called L'Arch, L-Arch, and it's a group show, as normal, organised by Headspace. So I don't really know much else about it, but it opens on Thursday, it'll be 7 o'clock.
They do some good shows, worth going down to while you're picking up your... having your vegan pie.
That's right, yes, or the vegan chocolate crunch even more so. Yeah, they are very good. I mean, you often have bits of ours in cafes and restaurants, but it is better at Egg. It's a proper organised exhibition, and you know, even if you don't go there to eat, you can have a good look at the artwork, yeah.
But eat. The food is really lovely. So that's at Headspace at Egg Space. Hey. So that's at the Egg. Do go down and eat, have a look at the work. Top marks for their work. But also coming up on Friday evening, this is 50 at the Blue Coat Display Centre. This is, what's this about?
Yeah, the Blue Coat Display Centre is actually 50 years old, which is a great achievement. So opening on Friday evening, they've got this thing called 50 at the BDC, Blue Coat Display Centre, where they've got 50 artists who've been involved in the Blue Coats in some way or other over the years, and they're exhibiting their works, and the works will be for sale for £50. So there should be some real bargains in there, because you know, if you've been there, you know a lot of the works that's sold there is usually a lot more than £50, because it's really good high quality stuff made from silver and all kinds. So we're going to try and get along there early and see what bargains there are. I've got a whole list of the artists here. There's the stuff made from wood and textiles and glass and jewellery, metalwork, ceramics. Lots of familiar names there, like Ed Teasdale, Kathy Miles, Elizabeth Willow.
Anthony Wong, he's really well known.
Ah, yes, Anthony Wong, the jeweller, yes. And Rebecca Gouldson, Emma Rogers. Yeah, loads of good ones.
I mean, I went down there earlier on today to have a look around. Sneezed and caused £6,000 worth of damage. I was not to know that, you know, if you break it, you pay for it. Sneezed. Smashed one vase, you know, knocked another one, scattered clear. I'd only broken four pieces, but at the same time, £6,000 worth. So to see that they're going to be selling some pieces off for £50 each is absolutely brilliant. But I've also heard, I've also heard. What am I pretending? You told me earlier. You said that they've been doing really well during the now that the Liverpool one's open, and there's a good throughput of traffic going down College Lane on the way to Liverpool One.
Yeah, well, that's just from our own observations. I haven't actually got the figures from Blue Coat themselves. But yes, we've been through a few times, and it certainly looked a lot busier than it has done for quite a while, because it was closed for ages while the Blue Coat was being refurbished. And I think the traffic from Liverpool One, and also the fact that the Blue Coat itself is open a lot more and is very busy these days has helped. So, yeah, for 2008, they opened on Sundays, which they hadn't done before. Now it seems they're staying open on Sundays, so they must reckon it's worth their while. Certainly, last viewing we went to, it was so packed we couldn't get in. So that's why we're going to try and get there early this Friday and maybe pick up a bargain.
It's a really lovely space, run by really lovely people, Maureen Bampton. Really lovely. She must have been a mere slip of a thing when she started it way back. 50 years ago, 1959. So that's good luck to the Blue Coat Display Centre for another 50 years, I must say. I mean, it'd be, if I'm still around in 50 years, I probably might dodder down there. same as yourself, Ian.
Own Art, I think, one of the very few places in the area that have the Own Art scheme, don't they? So you can pay for that £6,000 worth on the Own Art scheme, can't you?
Yeah, I am taking all those pieces away and gluing them all back together again. The Own Art scheme, the wonderful interest-free scheme, which is available from Arts Council England. Ask at the Blue Coat Display Centre. Interest-free, buy a piece for £100, get it interest-free. Buy a piece for £1,000, get it interest-free. What else is coming up later on this week? We've talked about Egg, we've talked about Blue Coats, Transition. What else is going on?
There's another thing on the Saturday. I think there might be there are a few things on the Saturday. As we mentioned, the galleries are open late, a lot of them. And one particular one is at Wolstenholme Projects, 11 Wolstenholme Square. They've got an exhibition called After the Curtain Falls, obviously linked in with the end of the capital of culture. They've asked the collaborative group called Trace to consider the passing of this spectacular event. And so various artists will come up with some work. And so there'll be some live stuff going on Saturday evening, and followed by an exhibition.
Some live stuff. I might well head down. You know, I mean, it's a bit of performance art. I have been. No, never mind. No, that does sound really good. So that's at Walton Home Square. I haven't been down there in ages, so it'd be worth going down there again. And also, this, as you said, Tate's got stuff going on. Bluecoat's got stuff going on. That's at Walton Home Projects. So what else is coming up?
That's it for this week.
Further ahead. Ian, further ahead, what's coming up? What's coming up further ahead?
I just want to mention there's another thing of fact to do with Ding Dong called Dream Director. And this is on Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th of January. They're having a sleepover. That's a sleepover. This has actually been, I can't remember the guy's name, sorry. But he's already done this once at Bristol, and it's touring around a few days. It's going to be at the ICA next. Or it's already been the ICA as well. Where I think there's about 40 places, and you sleep over in the gallery, and you're just in a sleeping bag, and there's a sort of like a hood over where your head is, and it's got little loudspeakers in it. It monitors your sleep pattern. So when you're in REM, in deep sleep state, it starts making noises, bits of music and so on, which tries to influence your dreams. And then presumably they can monitor your dream pattern as well. I'm not sure. So I don't know what, don't know why. but anyway, it's good fun apparently. There's four of you there all sleeping in these sleeping bags and listening to, or trying to sleep through this noise going on. And I think you all get together in the morning to talk about it and maybe watch a video or something. I'm not sure.
All gather around the telly to watch cartoons in the morning. So what, other drinks in the evening and stuff like that? Or
yeah, I'm not sure. There is, if you go to the Fact website and the Fact blog, the excellent new blog that they've got, blog.fact.co.uk, there's a video of the one that they did in Bristol. And so I did watch it a while ago, and I've forgotten that was before Christmas. So yeah, I think they do try to make it into a proper social event. It's not free though. You do have to get a ticket from the Fact box office. But I think it's £20 or £25. But it sounds like a really interesting thing. People, personally, I don't fancy sleeping in a room full of other people that I don't know, and trying to sleep. I have difficulty enough. But yes, you can be part of an interesting art experiment. I think that's the idea.
So there you go. That's on the 16th and 17th of January. That's Friday evening through to the Saturday. You get to watch animation cartoons on the telly. I'm making it up now. So look, check out the Fact blog for that sleepover at Fact. That's not something where you fall asleep after a private view in the toilets. And so, Ian, this is the first show of the year. There's not an awful lot going on until we start to get into the real machinations of the year and get into, this is going on, that's going on.
Yeah, but there will be a lot more stuff coming up, obviously. So stay tuned.
To all of our listeners out there, Ian, let's wish them a happy new year and a happy cultural new year. And let's hope that the cultural delights of Liverpool fulfills them in every way that they can possibly think of.
Yeah, definitely. Happy new year. It's going to be another great year culturally, definitely.
Thanks very much for listening and good night.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media. Podcasting for your pleasure.